This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis. As we've been talking about this week, the state government have approved and the drilling in Lake Torrens, and the company involved with that have started moving their equipment up there, ready to drill. I'm joined this morning by Keith Thomas, CEO of SA Native Title Service. How are you this morning, Keith?
Yeah, very good. Thanks, Jordan.
So obviously it's disappointing news that this is still going ahead, but as part of the SA Native Title Service, you've gone and done a Freedom of Information request through the government. What did you find?
Oh, look, we found that the Premier's made this decision to proceed against the advice of his department and the South Australian Aboriginal Heritage Committee, which said no to mining Lake Torrens.
Which is disappointing, definitely. It just goes to show that, once again, the government has decided to ignore culture in place for profit.
That certainly seems to be the case, Jordan. And, we had started to think that there were some lessons learned from Juncan Gorge and what happened with Rio Tinto. And to my point of view, we put at risk South Australia because investors have shown that they don't want to destroy Aboriginal sites. They want to see those sites preserved. And, we saw Rio Tinto apologise. People lost their jobs in that process. And who knows, this same process could happen here with Lake Torrens.
And so the Bengala people have launched some sort of legal action against the drilling. What's happening?
Yeah, they've sought a judicial review of the decision-making process by the Premier. So essentially this is a process that will happen through the Supreme Court, which will test the legality of the decision made by the Premier.
Of course, at the moment, these kind of issues come down pretty much to the minister in charge, in this case, the Premier of South Australia, Steve Marshall. It comes down to his decision overall. Is that something that should probably be changed?
Oh, most certainly. You know, the Aboriginal Heritage Act at the moment is failing Aboriginal people because a non-Aboriginal person with maybe only limited understanding of Aboriginal culture is making a decision to destroy that culture. It just shouldn't happen. And we're having a review of the Heritage Act at the moment through the Aboriginal Lands Standing Committee, Parliamentary Standing Committee, sorry. And hopefully, Aboriginal groups will put in submissions in relation to that because it is not working for Aboriginal people in South Australia.
And of course, while that that committee is looking at those processes, and I guess while this legal action is going ahead, it all might be a little too late because drilling is still allowed to commence on Lake Torrens.
Yes, quite possibly. And sometimes through the judicial review process, there can be an injunction put in place to stop drilling until that review has been completed and a decision made.
So I guess where do we go from here then if the legal proceedings don't get an injunction, as could happen? Where do we go from here?
Look, I think it's very important that all Aboriginal people in South Australia sort of stand up for, the Aboriginal Heritage Act in terms of what it's doing in destroying sites and push for change to happen. We see this push happening on a national level after Juncan Gorge, and it needs to happen at a state level as well. We need change. We need a better future for Aboriginal people and Aboriginal cultural sites.
This situation reminds me of something I was reading about recently. It happened when I was quite young, so I wasn't aware of it at the time, but Hindmarsh Island, further south in the state, with the bridge, which was delayed, the building of which was delayed on Aboriginal objections. Is this sort of like we haven't learnt our lessons from the past?
It certainly seems to be that. I thought, as I mentioned before, Juncan Gorge was a lesson for all of Australia. And those ones you mentioned as well, just to see the damage that it does to, the Aboriginal society and the damage it does to the land and the damage it does to the Aboriginal cultural, the spiritual connection to country and all of that type of thing. It's it's something that I don't think comes with any empathy from the Premier, because he just doesn't understand.
And obviously didn't listen to the own advice. So he had the opportunity to understand, but it doesn't seem like he wanted to.
That's right, that's right. I think in one of his media releases, it said it was for the benefit, the economic benefit to the state outweighed the environmental damage. And just in saying that shows his lack of knowledge about Aboriginal culture, just referring to environmental damage and not what happens to the site and that type of thing.
Hmm. And the land, of course, Lake Torrens is relevant to quite a number of Aboriginal groups in the area, and because of that, they don't give claim to any one group, so no group gets claim. Is that something that should probably change? If there's an overlap of claim, should that land automatically be considered culturally significant?
Well, Lake Torrens has long been a registered Aboriginal site under the Aboriginal Heritage Act, and it's part of a whole dreaming story that the Seven Sisters, which spans from up near Armitage on the APY lands down to Innes Park on York Peninsula, and it's been around since time immemorial. It's a dreaming story. It's a creation story. And sorry, I lost a bit of track of your question there, Jordan.
No, that's all right. Go ahead with your train of thought.
Okay. And, you know, it's more than just the groups involved there on that country. So, you see, that incorporates nearly all, you know, the majority of Aboriginal groups in South Australia, because it affects their storyline. Mm. So it's very significant.
Yeah, I guess so. It is more than just those groups in the direct area. It's statewide, yeah.
That's right, mm. Yeah.
Well, with any luck, the drilling doesn't go ahead. Keith, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Jordan.
That was Keith Thomas, CEO of the SA Native Title Service on your Classic It's Breakfast.